today's story, we're going to have a look at how sometimes in life, one's just surrounded by these storms and one just needs a break from all of this. So let's investigate how Patrypio was able to comfort and to console people who found themselves in these situations. Please do join us for these stories. Hello friends, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to our channel, Following Padre Pio. And here, through a series of short stories, we investigate the life of our great saint, Padre Pio. He was a Capuchin friar, he was a mystic, he was a tremendous miracle worker. So do stay tuned to find out more about his life and also to see what his intercession could do for you. We do encourage everyone to be part of this apostolate and to enroll in particular your Mass prayer intentions. We do have Masses celebrated, dedicated to Padre Pio. Just see the video on the end screen how to enroll. And everyone, do be part of this Padre Pio apostolate. Help us by liking the video and sharing the video with your friends and colleagues. Now, as we said, we all know how life can just throw these storms at us from unexpected directions. And these are like crosses that we have to carry. So let's have a look at two of these stories from Padre Pio's life. And in this particular case, there was a lady called Annunziata Camorani. And the doctors suspected that she actually had an incurable disease. And she had recently spent a very long time in hospital, and she had just been discharged. But the doctors, they couldn't pin exactly what the cause of this disease was. There were certain nasty symptoms. She was always exhausted. She was always depressed. And she had this general feeling of being unwell. So Annunziata decided now she's going to make this trip to San Giovanni Rotondo, and she was hoping there to maybe find just a little bit of relief or meaning from her within her miserable condition. And she arrived at the monastery and she went into the church, Our Lady of Graces, which of course is Padre Pio's church. And all she did was just to sit in the church on the bench and just to absorb the atmosphere, the ambience around her. And she watched all the confession queues, long queues of people waiting to have their confessions heard by Padre Pio. And she also attended Mass in the morning and was able to receive communion from Padre Pio himself. And then later that day, people went outside and they stood outside Padre Pio's cell. His window of his cell overlooked them, and from there he would bless the crowd below. So she participated in all of this. She received Padre Pio's blessing. And to her, she describes Padre Pio's presence as just giving her such a joy and comfort. For Annunziata, this day was absolutely unforgettable. In her miserable condition, she describes this day as the best day in her life. And then later on, now she returned home, but she was still able there to continue remembering these things, to think about all of these blessings she had received. And with this, she was able now to bear her burdens, her cross, a lot more easily and with greater serenity. And so we see that Annunziata's burden, her cross, as we said, was not removed from her, but it was made more bearable. Maybe she just received the meaning of how this could somehow help her in the future. But it was under the influence of Padre Pio, of being at his monastery. In our second little story anecdote, there was a fellow called Alberto Correglio. And he was born and he was raised in a very loving Christian family. They were regular mass goers. And to this family, it was very important. They would emphasize good formation and to know the catechism well, and to have a very good Christian Catholic grounding. And so his youth was one of security, and he felt a real zeal and an enthusiasm for his faith, for anything Catholic. But then along came the year 1943, and tragedy came out of the blue and struck the family as their mother passed away. And so the years continued, they passed. And he started to feel disconcerted initially, and then totally lost. and his path continued slowly like this, downhill. He went down the slope until he reached the point where finally Alberto felt himself to be unrecoverable, completely beyond saving. And life continued for Alberto like this for a number of years. And then he met a beautiful young lady, Graziella. And Graziella used to encourage Alberto to slowly turn his life around, to go to Mass once again. And she also told him about this friar who she had heard about, who a living saint in southern Italy. He lived way up there in the mountains. And wouldn't he like to come with them? They both visit the saint. And so in 1951, both of them, they were now engaged to be married, and they made this trip to San Giovanni Rotondo. And here in San Giovanni Rotondo, so this is Padre Pio's hometown, Alberto once again began to feel the calmness and the tranquility that he had from his early days, from when he was young. He began to feel this in his soul again. And to him, every corner of this little town was just somehow filled with this peace and with such serenity. So perhaps this was the influence of the saint in the town. And then finally, he found himself right in front of Padre Pio. And he said now his joy was just so great. He felt restored there in front of Padre Pio. And he made his confession to Padre Pio. And he also received Padre Pio's blessing. And he felt immersed in these very perceptible, these sensible blessings and graces. And he wanted to be Padre Pio's spiritual child after this. And in just 7 or 8 days, just 1 week, of Padre Pio's influence in Alberto's life, and he felt totally enraptured. His life had turned around. His faith once again surged. And it reminded him of how things had been before his mother had passed away. He came out of the church at one point in time, and he said he was just enveloped in this fragrance of flowers. So it was a special mystical gift that Padre Pio had, and it shows that Padre Pio was acting directly in that situation. And at this, Alberto said he felt totally reborn, totally renewed. And so from beginning just 1 week earlier, feeling lost and despondent, his life had turned around, and this was the influence of living near a saint. Next time on this channel, we're going to have a look at another story or two on Padre Pio's great influence in people's lives. Please do join us for that story. We encourage everyone, do subscribe to our channel. It's completely free to subscribe to this channel. Just click the subscribe button below and also click the reminder bell, and then YouTube will send you reminders. And also do help us by liking our video, subscribing, and enroll your Mass pre-intentions.